Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
I was born in a little village called Bibalum in Chad.
This is the first time African refugee Prudence Mellum of Toowoomba, Queensland, has ever told her story.
As a young child, I thought that life was just perfect. But at the age of 4, I was forced to wave goodbye to my childhood.
In strife-ravaged Chad, her father was shot and taken away. Her mother grabbed her babies and fled to a refugee camp in Benin.
In Benin, we had like all those security guards and, you know, people that kept us all in. So, and then this big, gigantic man came and he knocked on our door and he was asking for my mom. So I had a mini heart attack then. I was like, oh my God, they're going to take her away. But then mom went and then, you know, that man that was standing behind the other man was my father. It took me a while to see if it really was my father, but then I realised that it was my father, and that was pretty much the best moment.
Since arriving 6 years ago, her family has settled into life in southern Queensland.
A couple of weeks and we all just felt really at home, and yeah, so Toowoomba was a pretty good place for us.
Other stories are more identifiably rural Australian. Brittany Whiteley of Yanko loves showing cattle.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
At the age of 12, I had my first taste of the show life. And after being pushed around, slobbered on, and stepped on multiple times, I immediately knew it was for me.
Having to trust an animal that weighs about 10 times me is a big thing.
Haywire is a unique chance for regional youth to see they have the power to direct change.
Within the agriculture industry, it is the youth that is really important, the young people that are going to be coming up to overtake, either take over their family farms or be buying into the industry, because if we don't have the young people to do that, then where's the industry going to go, really?
Haywire winner from Woodner, South Australia, Brock Wilkins, took an unusual apprenticeship to work in aged care. He had no idea it would be as rewarding as it is.
Just the smiles that I get on their face from them, because every time you sit down and listen, like looking them in the eyes, truly listening to them, they feel it. They're actually getting attention from someone and they feel 100% better if they've got someone to talk to, and that's really rewarding for me.
The regional youth get to bring an issue to the Haywire Youth Summit, and Brock's is fundamental, access to rainwater.
I want to bring the SA Waters new rule that they bring into the education department about schools having to drink tap water because of the child who got crook from Adelaide. Well, from where I'm from, no one drinks tap water because it tastes disgusting. Well, you should be allowed rainwater and just maybe get better filters or something on it.
As an ABC rural initiative, for 16 years, Haywire has received funding from federal departments, agriculture, health, education, infrastructure and regional development. This will be Barnaby Joyce's first chance as agriculture minister to receive the messages from Haywirers at their Canberra week next February.
Ideas have to come from somewhere. And if people come up with a project that makes sense, then that's how you change the world. You change the world by starting by changing your street or changing your town or changing the property you work on. You know, and if you change things in a small way and they have worth, it'll grow. It'll have effect. As I said, Haywire is good on two reasons. For the views that people have and for the conversation it inspires once people have heard them. I'll listen to a lot of views on Haywire, and some of them I'll agree with, and some I'll think, oh, that's just a load of claptrap, you know, that's garbage. But that's good in itself, because I think, well, I bet you someone else thought that as well. And I'll go out and say, well, I heard what you said, mate, and I don't agree with it, so I'm going to debate against you.